KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for our patients and our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. A reminder today from Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly that the Cass County Democratic Party is sponsoring a winter clothing drive to help secure warm clothes, winter night clothes, and blankets for residents who may not have the resources needed to purchase necessary winter clothing. Telly asks that people bring their new or clean, gently used items to drop boxes across the county. From now through November 15th, donations will be distributed through the clothes closets in schools throughout the county. Children's clothing, coats, hats, gloves, mittens, boots, even socks and underwear are especially needed, she says, as are larger-sized adult clothing. Telly says, we had a similar event 2 years ago and the response was overwhelming, and we hope that people are willing to match that response this year. Drop-off sites for your good, clean, or used winter clothing include in Anita at Rolling Hills Bank, the library in Rusty Razor, in Atlantic at the YMCA, Rolling Hills Bank, and a private home at 10 East 13th Street, in Cumberland at the Telephone Company, City Hall, Library, and Houghton State Bank, in Griswold at the Rolling Hills Bank, Telephone Company, Library, and Houghton State Bank, in Lewis at the Library, and in Messina at the Economy Food Mart and FN Bank. Well, the Creston Police Department this morning has issued a report on recent arrests. On Friday, just before 5 p.m., 33-year-old Holly Perkins of Creston was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. She was released from the scene by officers on a promise to appear in court. Friday night, 53-year-old Peggy Hampton of Murray was arrested in Creston on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. She was also released from the scene on a promise to appear. And later on Friday night, 28-year-old Trevor Kincaid of Creston was arrested at his home on a charge of assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. He was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Saturday, 23-year-old Canyon Duckluth of Creston was arrested on a charge of possession of paraphernalia. She was cited and released from the law enforcement center on a promise to appear in court. Also on Saturday morning and early, 24-year-old Nathaniel DeWitt Patterson, that is, of Creston, was arrested in the 400 block of Livingston Avenue for possession of controlled substance first offense, marijuana. DeWitt Patterson was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And on Sunday, at around 1:11 a.m., 59-year-old Randall Burkhead of Lorimore was arrested in Creston for OWI first offense. He was later released on $1,000 bond. Creston police said also that at around noon on Saturday, a woman living in the 500 block of Pine Street reported that sometime between 3:45 p.m. Friday and 12 p.m. on Saturday, someone had gotten into her vehicle that was parked behind her residence and took a container of loose change and some random paperwork. The loss was estimated at $100. Voters in Atlantic, Anita, and Marnie will decide who wins contested races for the city council Tuesday during the combined city and school elections. In Atlantic, incumbent Dana Halder is being challenged for his at-large seat on the council. His opponent is Grace N. Garrett. There are also five candidates vying for three seats on the Atlantic School Board. Incumbent Jenny Williams, Mark Fagan, Nicholas Hunt, Laura McLean, and Benjamin Winford. In Anita, Mark Harris, Kevin Littleton, and Pat Castle are hoping to fill two of the three seats on the city council after the votes tomorrow. And in Marnie, where there are six candidates, five seats up for grabs on the city council, incumbent Angela Redler is running for re-election to her seat. Challengers include Virgil W. Anderson, Wayne Priester, Mark Opbrook, Jericho Schmidt, and Aaron Williams. In Griswold, Carmen Sorensen is running for re-election to the city council, and no candidates have filled the other two vacant seats, so those will be filled by write-in votes. The polls will be open Tuesday from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. The precinct polling places and addresses for the combined city school election can be found in the same story on the news page at kjan.com. And listed as Travel Iowa's number one Christmas destination, downtown Atlantic will light up six blocks of nearly 200,000 lights for the holiday season beginning this weekend. Christmas in Atlantic kicks off on Saturday with the holiday open house at 9 a.m. You can visit local businesses to get a holiday sneak peek, enjoy treats, giveaways, and special promotions. And for the third year in a row, the Atlantic Chamber will be offering Atlantic Cash at a discounted price as part of their holiday promotion, sponsored by First Whitney Bank and Trust. You can find out more all about that at www.christmasinatlantic.com. In our funeral announcements, Jack Pickham, age 70, of Avoca, died October 27th. A celebration of life for Jack Pickham will be today at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Betty Winters, age 80, of Panora, died Friday. A memorial service for Betty Winters will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Alberta Becker, age 93, of Cumberland, died October 23rd. A celebration of life funeral service for Alberta Becker will be today at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sharon K. Breckerbaumer, age 80, of Atlantic, died October 29th. A celebration of life memorial service for Sharon Breckerbaumer will be today at 4 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Randall Randy Meyer, age 63, of Fremont, Nebraska, died Wednesday in Papillion, Nebraska. Funeral services for Randy Meyer will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Moser Memorial Chapel in Fremont, Nebraska. Paul Davis, age 62, of Atlantic, died October 29th in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life memorial service for Paul Davis will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Christy Boyson, age 61, of Atlantic, died Thursday. A celebration of life memorial service for Christy Boyson will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sandra Malberg, age 74, of Woodbine, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Sandra Malberg will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marie Poole, age 104, of Orient, died Friday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Marie Poole will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Alvy Bald, age 87, of Audubon, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Alvy Bald will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Janet Kunze, age 73, of Lewis, died Sunday in Omaha. A celebration of life memorial service for Janet Kunze will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Charlie Hahn, age 94, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Private family graveside services for Charlie Hahn will be held in the Greenfield Cemetery with full military rites by the Greenfield Head Address, American Legion Post 247 and VFW Post number 5357. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Betty Parrott, age 91, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Betty Parrott are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears Building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.